it's great to be with you once more as we look at finding the will of God. And this will be my last session in the midweek meeting on this subject. So I hope that you found it helpful. I've tried to give you principles that are going to help you discern the will of God. So we want to look at today what I call the unfolding will of God, that God's will, you don't get everything straight away. You don't get A to B straight away. It tends to work in the next step. God gives you a direction. He asks you to take that direction. And a little bit like a sat nav, the direction you put in, you give the direction, turn right, turn left, straight on, and so forth. But it comes one at a time. It's not like looking at a map where you can follow the route. And sometimes that's quite challenging, but it does mean that we have to do this by faith. So we're going to start by looking at Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8. Hebrews 11, verse 8. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place that he was to receive as an inheritance. And he went out not knowing where he was going. By faith, he went to live in the land of promise as in a foreign land, living in tents with Isaac and Jacob, heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city that had foundations, whose designer and builder is God. So it says, by faith, he went, not knowing where he was going. He had the call of God to go, to leave Ur of the Chaldeans, but he didn't really know where he was going. And it's a little bit like when you get born again of the Spirit of God, you get called to follow Jesus, but you don't really know where you are going. And so he was looking for a city. He was looking for something. And it's like God puts something in our heart and we start to look for that. And we direction towards it. So let's start with asking a few questions, three questions then. You should ask yourself, what are your desires? Psalm 37, verse 4 says, delight yourself in the Lord and he'll give you the desires of your heart. Proverbs 11, verse 23 says, the desire of the righteous ends only in good. So God puts righteous desires in our heart and they help set the direction. My desire is to see a move of God in my nation of Wales. And that helps me set my direction. I have a desire to see God move and God work in our nation in a way that we haven't seen for more than a generation. The second question is, what are your dreams? In Acts 2, verse 17, it says, your old men will dream dreams. It says in Genesis 37, verse 5, Joseph had a dream. And then he dreamed another dream in Genesis 37, sorry. And it's like dreams. What dreams do you have in your heart to see fulfilled? What would you like to see happen in your life? And then the third question is what is your gifting? In Proverbs 18, verse 16, it says, a man's gift makes room for him and brings him before the great. There's something about God has gifted us all. And the gifting is indicative. It helps us on this direction towards finding the will of God. So God gives a promise, a word, a dream that sets us on a direction. However, it unfolds. Abraham went out not knowing where he was going. Do you know, when I started this walk with Jesus, I did not know where I was going. I never imagined I would end up in Bridgend. And then out of Bridgend, I never imagined that I would spend time in Louisiana or in Seoul, South Korea. But God had it in his plan for my life. But I took the next step. So thinking about it, I want you to think about the characteristics of this unfolding will of God. Abraham went out not knowing where he was going. But there's some principles that we can think about. But number one is it doesn't move in a straight line. And what I mean by that is it doesn't move in the direction that you think it would. I was converted in Hong Kong. God spoke to me. He said, go back to Wales. I lived with my mother for a year. God spoke to me again and he said, go on a go team, a gospel outreach team. And I spent a year serving God in Scotland. I met Jane there. Then God spoke to me again and I ended up in London, studying in London before he said to me, go back to Bridgend again. And I've been in Bridgend ever since for 30 years. I've been back in Bridgend. And he could have just said, go to Bridgend in the first place. Well, he took me on an ark for other reasons. And sometimes it's not straight. We don't know why we ended up here, but it was part of his plan and so forth. I don't know why I went to Scotland, but when I got to Scotland, I found my wife, Jane. So the second thing is this. You cannot shorten the time to get where God wants you to, but you can lengthen it. So we can't shorten it because God has got to build character in us to cause us to be the people he wants us to be. So I can't shorten it. It takes time. But I can lengthen it, and I lengthen it by going on what we would call selfish detours, going my way, not his way, doing my thing, not his thing. And all that does is God says, well, okay, well, off you go, Alex. And when you're ready to come back to me, we'll continue this journey together. So you can't shorten it, but you can certainly lengthen it through your disobedience. Number three, sometimes heaven is silent. You know, I came to Bridgend when we first got married, and it was like God said nothing then. And we were concerned, you know, what had we done wrong? Why isn't God speaking to us? What? And Angus said to Jane, well, maybe he doesn't have anything to say. Maybe you're in the right place, doing the right thing, and you just got to get on with it. And I think she was right. It's a little bit when you drive on the M4, you know, you join the M4, and then the sat-nav says turning 54 miles, and then it goes silent. There's nothing to say. And sometimes God's got nothing to say because you are in the right place, you are doing the right thing, and we just need to just continue doing what we're doing. Number four, you must find security in the Lord, or you'll strive to do it yourself. So my security that I'm going to get where God wants me to be is in him getting me there, not in me getting me there. I can't do all the things in my heart that I want to see. I can't fulfill my dreams. All I can do is follow the leading of the Holy Spirit and allow him to take me where he wants me to go. And it's by doing that, I will see the purposes God has for me fulfilled. So I've got to just trust him. Lord, you're going to do it. You're going to do what you say. And in trusting him, I can be at peace when it sometimes doesn't look like it's going to happen. Number five, you won't always understand what is happening to you. Now, Genesis 40, let me read this, because when Joseph had these amazing dreams and he ended up in prison, and at his lowest point, we get a window into his heart. And this is what he says in Genesis 40, verse 14. He says to the cupbearer, only remember me when it is well with you, and please do me the kindness to mention me to Pharaoh, and so get me out of this house. For I was indeed stolen out of the land of the Hebrews, and here also I have done nothing that they should put me into the pit. So here's Joseph sold into slavery. He's in this pit, and he says, look, I've done nothing that I should be here. He doesn't understand why he's here. He doesn't see the purposes of God. He doesn't realize, and it'll be another 2 years, but he doesn't realize that he's going to be elevated to be the prime minister of Egypt. And so sometimes we don't understand what's happening. See, I don't have to understand what's happening. I just have to be obedient to the leading of the Holy Spirit. Sometimes I wonder why we came to Bridgend. It's just a small provincial town, half an hour from Cardiff. But God knows why I'm here. And it's through me being obedient to his word to come to Bridgend that I will see his purposes fulfilled in my life. Number six, other people won't understand you. Do you remember Joseph? Again, he had his dream, told his brothers that they would bow down before him. And they didn't understand him. In fact, they got offended and they sold him to slavery. Other people won't understand you. Close members of your family or your church might not understand you. When I left London and I left university, my father didn't understand me. And he was very disappointed with me. But I had to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. And God was faithful to me and met me when I came back to Bridgend. But people won't understand you as God's will unfolds. Usually it's after the fruit arrives that people go, oh, that's good. I mean, I remember my dad saying, that I hadn't done badly taking the course that I had, you know. And here I'm married with a stable family, three wonderful children, the most amazing church I pastor. And God has vindicated my decision to follow him. Number seven, sometimes things get worse before they get better. So Joseph, sold into slavery, sold to the house of Potiphar, and here he is, he's faithful, God is with him, he has favor, and he becomes the chief steward of Potiphar's house. And then Potiphar's wife takes a fancy to him, and before he knows it, he's in prison. They just got worse. You know, he didn't understand it. And sometimes that happens where you follow the leading of the Holy Spirit and circumstances just get worse before they get better. And you just have to come back to the security of knowing you're in the will of God and God is your security to do it and it's not down to you. Number eight, though you'll have many plans, the Lord will order your steps. Proverbs 16, verse 9. Let me read you this. The heart of man plans his ways, but the Lord establishes his steps. The King James Version puts it, many are the plans in a man's heart, but the Lord orders his steps. So God will order our steps. We'll have many plans and so forth, but as we submit our lives and submit our plans to God, he will order those steps forward. He will help us make wise and good decisions so we go forward. Number nine, God will fulfill his promise to you. If God has promised it, he will fulfill it. God is not a man that he lies. He'll fulfill his promise. So sometimes we don't know what's happening. We don't know why we're in this particular junction. But what we do know is that God is not a man that he can lie. And if God said it, he will do it. And we need to hold on to our confession. This is what it says in Hebrews. For you have need of endurance so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what is promised. Let's endure. Let us stand firm. Let us hold fast our confession because we will receive what has been promised to us from God. And finally, number 10, 2 Corinthians 5, verse 7, we walk by faith, not by sight. It is a walk of faith. Do you know, Abraham was called to be the father of a multitude, yet his wife was barren. And the Bible says he was as good as dead. I guess that means he wasn't fertile. Yet in hope against hope, he believed God and they had baby Isaac. Sometimes we just have to trust God. Let's walk by faith, not by what we feel, what we see, what we sense. Because if God said it, he's going to do it. And for me, I've got to keep on the road following. I've lost so many friends who have given up because it just got too hard. What I do daily, I say, God, give me the grace to help me through. Give me your grace, Lord, so that I'm empowered and enabled to just walk the next step. And it's like any long journey. Long journeys, it's a step at a time. But I put before me the destination. I focus on the destination and I think that's where I'm going and I've got to keep going. And so here we are. We've been here 30 years in Bridgend, but we are still walking by faith. We are still looking for the Lord to do amazing things. We are still believing that there will be revival in Wales and we are encouraged by his goodness to us. So as you follow him, his plan for you is going to start to unfold more and more. It says, seek me when I can be found. It says, if you seek me with all your heart, I will be found by you. So let's seek the Lord with all our heart and let's ask him to reveal his will for us in Jesus' name. Let me just pray for you as we finish. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for your goodness to us. We want to thank you that you hold our world in your hand. And Father, I ask, Lord, that you would order our steps, that you would help us fulfill the purposes you have for us, that you would unfold your plan to us step by step. And Father, we would have the joy of entering into your presence in Jesus' name. Amen.